With Montana News, I'm Claire Menahan. An Oregon man who was arrested after causing disturbances in three national parks, including harassing a bison in Yellowstone, must stay in jail until his bench trial later this month. Raymond Reinke of Pendleton, Oregon, pleaded not guilty today to five charges stemming from citations issued in Grand Teton and Yellowstone National Parks in late July. Rangers arrested him on a warrant in Glacier National Park after finding him causing a disturbance at a motel there. Campfires, smoking, and off-road driving will be prohibited in West Central Montana beginning at noon Friday due to wildfire danger. The Stage 2 restrictions are in effect on forest land, fishing access sites, and wildlife management areas in Missoula, Ravalli, Mineral, and Sanders counties, and on the Flathead Indian Reservation. Stage 1 fire restrictions will go into effect in Blaine and Hill counties. They apply to all state, private, and Bureau of Land Management lands and the Fort Belknap Indian Reservation, part of which is located in Phillips County. Montana's Commissioner of Political Practices says state law allows voters to take ballot selfies in polling places on Election Day. Commissioner's attorney Jamie McNaughton said today the advisory opinion was requested because some counties were allowing the practice while others were not. Across the nation, court rulings on ballot selfies have been mixed after several cases sprung up from the 2016 presidential elections. A Montana attorney has become the new president of the American Bar Association. Butte attorney Bob Carlson is the second person from Montana to lead the Professional Association of Lawyers. Margot Kidder's daughter says the Superman actress's death has been ruled a suicide. Maggie McGuane told the Associated Press today that she knew her mother died by suicide when she was brought to Kidder's Montana home in May, and that it's a big relief to have the truth out. In a statement, Park County's coroner said that Kidder died May 13th, quote, as a result of a self-inflicted drug and alcohol overdose, unquote. A wildfire burning north of Hot Springs on the Flathead Reservation grew substantially over the past 24 hours. The Garden Creek Fire is now listed at over 1,840 acres. According to Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribal Fire Prevention Specialist C.T. Camel, that's a 1,300-acre growth spurt since yesterday.
Yesterday, you know, it had a pretty good push to the south, southeast, so there was winds on it. It stayed warm through the night. Firefighters were reporting taking weather, and it was 80 degrees at 2 in the morning. The fire behavior, you know, was not acting like 2 in the morning.
Camel says the fire activity prompted one evacuation.
Yes, there's one home at the bottom on the 5000 road. You know, those individuals were evacuated. Machinery came in, put a line around the house. They actually dropped a few retardant drops around the house, and then they actually burned out around the house to secure the house.
Camel says the Garden Creek Fire is currently about a half mile away from that house. No other structures or assets are threatened at this time. Scorching hot temperatures and bone dry conditions are forecast for Thursday and Friday, followed by gusty winds on Saturday. 180 firefighters are working that incident. The Bacon Rind fire on the border of the Lee Metcalf Wilderness and Yellowstone National Park grew only slightly from 488 Monday to 500 acres today. Smoke may be visible from Highway 191, but the fire is not threatening any structures. Firefighters are not actively working on putting the fire out due to hazardous down and standing dead trees. A community meeting will be held at the Community Protestant Church in West Yellowstone at 7 p.m. on August 15th.
With Montana News, I'm Nikki Ouellette. Fire managers in the Flathead Valley say this weekend could carry the highest fire danger so far this summer. Temperatures could creep above 100 degrees, continuing northwest Montana's streak of 35 days without a wetting rain. Wyatt Frampton with the Montana Department of Natural Resources and Conservation summarizes a fire weather watch from the National Weather Service like this.
We don't have any significant moisture in the forecast, and we are forecast for some of the hottest, driest days of the summer, and then followed by what sounds like to be a windy weekend.
Fire managers raised the Flathead's fire danger to extreme earlier this week. Further south, Lake County, the Flathead Indian Reservation, and Lake Mary Ronan and West Shore State Parks will enter Stage 2 fire restrictions on Friday. Manny Mendoza, fire management officer on the Flathead National Forest, says Montana firefighting crews currently stationed in California will start coming home as western Montana enters the heat of its fire season.
We are a little bit late in the game. We are helping those, but as our fire danger increases, we'll start bringing those firefighters back. We have a crew coming back today. We'll get them days off, R&R, and then we'll hold them here.
Wyatt Frampton with the DNRC says Flathead area agencies are doubling their response capabilities.
We're coordinating, bringing in additional aircraft, heavy equipment, things like dozers and excavators, as well as additional people in the form of hand crews and fire engines as well.
Those resources include 12 local helicopters and two CL-215s, commonly called super scoopers, on loan from Saskatchewan. Flathead County Fire Service Area Manager Lincoln Shute says anything from a flicked lit cigarette to trailer chains dragging along the road can ignite a wildland fire. He adds debris burning is illegal this time of year and that campfires should be smaller than a 3-foot diameter and doused with water until they're dead out.
We need to concentrate on the ones that are natural, not the human-caused ones.
In Kalispell, I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.